This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lift it, load it, braid it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, cream works, rim works, yeah! The big dog's got it.
Former Auburn Tigers head coach Pat Dye on the Roundtable is presented by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it, the big dog's got it. And now, former Auburn coach Pat Dye.
Hey, Coach Dye, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm good, thank you.
Glad to hear that. I'm watching this documentary on PBS on country music right now, the history of country music. I don't know if you've been watching it, but are you a country music fan? What's been your favorite kind of music?
Hey, look, I like it all. I've got a stack of LPs.
Yeah.
From the 50s. And I got all the Hank Williams and Ray Price and all of that goes back to the 50s in country music. But I also got the Temptations and the Drifters and Otis Redding and Clyde McFadden and all of the rhythm and blues. And I got it all. And I do love music.
Yeah. Do you still have a record player where you can play those?
I do. But I got to get it. I haven't had it rigged up in a while, and I got to get it rigged back up and just sit down here and go through all of those records. I got, Patsy Cline.
Oh, Patsy Cline. That's what last night's episode was on, was Patsy Cline.
Oh.
Yeah, Patsy Cline and Webb Pierce and Ray Price and all of those guys in the 50s. Just Lefty Frizzell.
Yep.
Those got to be worth something, Coach. I mean, that's probably a pretty valuable collection.
I bought them in 19, I bought those records in 60 because I didn't buy them until, I played in Canada my first year. When I got my bonus money, I went straight and bought a stereo and I started buying them big, those LPs and I do love music and I love to dance.
Yeah. I didn't know that about dancing.
And I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
I didn't realize you were in Canada. Were winters colder in Canada or Laramie, Wyoming for that one season?
Lord have mercy. Now, you've asked a loaded question there. When the last football game I played in Canada, it was 0 degrees, the wind blowing 40 miles an hour, and the wind chill was 20 below.
Wow. You said it ain't worth this, is it?
Wow. Do you remember what you got paid per game to play in that?
We could have used a little of that in this last week or so.
Hey, Coach, do you remember what you got paid per game back then to play in the up in Canada?
No, but my contract was I think $11,000 or $12,000.
Wow.
And I got a couple of $1,000 bonus when I signed.
Yeah.
And I bought a, but I think back then things didn't cost as much. I bought a brand new 1960 Chevrolet. I think it's $2,400, $2,500.
I tell you what, if I'm playing in 0 degree weather, it's going to be a little brown water in my Gatorade cup. It's going to be a little Jack Daniels or Jim Beam, I think.
Things were different then. I mean, and of course, I was young, and I separated my shoulder in the ball game, and I never missed a practice when I was playing 13 years. I had to come out of the game, and I never went to the doctor.
Oh.
I went back in the game and played after I separated my shoulder. I intercepted a pass and ran it back in that because the field was like ice. And when I fell, was tackled, I wouldn't say he piled on or whatever, but my shoulder hit the my elbow hit the ground and pushed my shoulder up, arm going up through my shoulder. Then, of course, we ran Winnipeg and went back to Edmonton where I was playing. And then that night, and I got up next morning and drove back home. It was like 48 hours. It's several thousand miles driving from Winnipeg. Edmonton is 500 miles north of Montana.
Oh, that's terrible.
And you know, they got all the stuff in that kind of country. They got the moose and the bears.
And they don't have gas stations back then, though.
Yeah, boy, you better be at a full tank when you leave.
Well, the next morning, we drove in daylight for a full day before we, and I think we probably made it back into the United States before. And it's odd that you'd ask this, because we played on Wednesday night, and I was leaving, coming home, and went to the Auburn, Georgia game.
Really?
In Athens. I had to go back to practice teach and get my degree, and went to the Auburn, Georgia game that Saturday, and I forget what score was, but Auburn beat Georgia. It would have been in 1962. Because I was supposed to graduate in 61. And I guess it would have been 61. Because you got your stuff with you.
Yeah. So it was in it. Was in Athens?
It was in Athens, 1961. Because we played the odd years in Athens. And it would have been 61. And like I said, I forget what school was. Johnny Griffin was the coach at Georgia. Of course, Coach Jordan was the coach at Auburn. And
61, Coach, was in Athens, 10-7. Auburn won.
Yep. I knew Auburn won.
Yep. 10-7. Low scoring game, Coach.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't. Listen, I played in the game the year before. The game the year before was in Auburn. And Auburn beat the hell out of us 9-6.
Yeah, that is true. It was 9-6, yeah. Y'all didn't score a lot back then.
I played in the last game in Columbus. We used to play them every year in Columbus, Georgia. The first game in Athens was in 59. And the first game in Auburn was 1960. And I played in those three games. My sophomore, junior, senior year.
Well, that's right. Y'all never played on campus.
We won one. We won in 59 in Athens. Again, beat the hell out of Auburn 14-13. That's what that game is, what made Fran Tarkenton famous, because he threw a touchdown pass with 30 seconds left to go in the game to win it. Auburn's kicked two field goals. Ed Dyes kicked two field goals. And our fullback and up back on the punter, a personal protector back there on punts, backed into Bobby Walden. We had a great punter. Bobby Walden kicked for 15 years in the NFL. And blocked the punt. We blocked our own punt back to the 2-yard line, and Auburn scored. And we run a punt back for a touchdown and scored. So the two field goals and the touchdown that Auburn scored, they were ahead 13-7. And then we recovered a fumble with like 2.5 minutes to go in the game and went, I left 45 yards, and Auburn was trying to run the clock out, and Brian Hallward was a quarterback starter, and he got hurt, and they Brian Harvard, the backup quarterback, went in the ball game, and I don't know why he did it. I never found out, but running the clock out now, ran a naked bootleg and fumbled a ball, and I happened to see him thing, and I was trailing him, and the ball just rolled out on the ground like a loaf of bread, and I fell on it on the 45-yard line, and we drove it in and scored and beat a 14-13.
Coach Dye was the hero. Coach, you're brought to us each week by Craneworks. Tell the good people about Craneworks.
Well, you know, Craneworks and Rental Works, they got stores in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville. And, you know, one thing that I've been knowing them since I got out of coaching. You know, I started developing that place at Realtown, Alabama, and needed equipment, and David had it. And I was doing a segment on the Paul Feinbaum radio show at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Riddle Works and Train Works kept me in equipment. I mean, so I've been, what was that? That was 92. And I've been friends and knowing the Uptons that own the business since 1992. And, you know, if anybody knows how to run a crane company and a rental company, they do.
Amen.
And they know that you've got to have the equipment and maintained and in good shape, because the worst thing in the world that you can do on a construction job is to have it tear up. And so they keep their equipment in perfect shape. And if not, they send people to fix it if you have something go wrong with it. And they got operators for the cranes and stuff. So as far as rental companies go, if you want to rent a crane or any kind of construction machinery that you need to, you know, on construction jobs, they're the best people that I know.
Yep.
And they just like I said, they stood the test of time.
That's right.
And you'll enjoy the relationship when you rent from them too. That's, you know, that makes things a lot more pleasant in itself.
No doubt. Coach, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Interact with us on Twitter @JocksRoundtable.